keeping employees productive and keeping corporate data safe. It's a balancing act that all companies face, even more so when you add a mobile workforce into the mix. And again, these days, that's something that most companies, big and small, are dealing with. One of the tools at the center of that balancing act is the firewall. And that is our focus here today on Connection Point. Hey there, everyone. James Hilliard back with you, joined today by Mark Roy, Channel Account Manager, part of the software group at Dell. Mark's focus is on the SonicWall family of security tools and devices. And Mark, welcome. Thank you, sir, for taking time to chat with me and share with our listeners.
Thanks, James.
Hey, Mark, I want to start with this question. If I have a firewall, right, it's between, say, 2 and 3 years old, is that good enough to keep my employees productive and my company's data safe?
It could be, and it could not. What I would suggest is to engage your PC connection rep and take a deeper look at, you know, your total environment, because your business probably changed throughout this environment, and there may be pieces of your security environment that you've missed.
Absolutely. And we know these days security has evolved so much from just, hey, it was okay to have just antivirus on a computer and hey, our whole organization was safe, to now we need these layers and layers of security, unfortunately, to protect us against all these threats. Firewalls, obviously one part of the big puzzle there. Hey, Mark, let's step back a little bit. I want to hear from you what you're hearing from your customers, right? What's the narrative with regards to mobile employees? They have the desire to access everything all the time, always from everywhere. That creates security concerns for IT.
You know, in the old days, you know, your technology was built in this data center and you could put this firewall and just block the outside world out, right? And if you look at an IT manager, you know, their role is to first, you know, preserve their data in their data center and make sure that that's secure, but then also to mitigate risk. And at the same time, you know, they have reducing budgets and they're trying to save money. But if you look at how the world has evolved, right, the delivery of service has, you know, IT has become part of that delivery of service out there. It is not this back office operation anymore. Like you just said, users want access to all applications from everywhere, whether they're sitting with their corporate-owned IT in a Starbucks, whether they're sitting at home on their kids' PC, whether they're sitting, you know, watching a ball game with their personal phone, they want access to everything from anywhere. And how do we provide that access to all of this information, all of those corporate assets that make the business run, from anywhere? And that's the real challenge, and that those are the problems that we're solving every day.
Mark, I had heard a comparison regarding firewall technology many, many years ago, and it was put to me this way. A firewall, it's kind of like that big bouncer at a nightclub. It's going to let you in or let you out, but that's about all it does. It was kind of just a brutish little box there that it was allowing entry or exit, and that was really all it did. But the technology has really evolved. Firewalls do a whole lot more now than they did way back when, and I would argue probably more than they did 2 to 3 years ago. What are kind of the cutting edge uses of a firewall now that people are really kind of relying on them to do, besides that brute force enter or not enter?
Right, exactly. So one of the main priorities is, like I was saying before, is IT has become part of the delivery of services. Whether you're a bank, right, and you're running a web application and people have access to their accounts, or you're running some process, or you're in education and you have students doing interactive stuff, the last thing you want is an employee or somebody sitting at their desk watching, you know, a sports event on their computer, right, hogging up the bandwidth going back and forth into the internet. So what you really need are, you know, some of the big issues are managing content filtering, right? Making sure that the applications that run your business have the bandwidth requirement, right, to be able to provide a good level of service to your end users out there. So that's another big piece of the whole firewall puzzle that we solve. And we also can do WAN acceleration. So if your bandwidth, you know, between your corporate site and your remote site, your, you know, the fire department and the police department in an education environment becomes overutilized, right? We can accelerate that by caching certain amounts of data at each end.
I can assume some SonicWall firewalls were working overtime during March Madness, doing some of that filtering and,
exactly.
And thing, because that's exactly, I think, what you're getting at, right? We need to make sure that, hey, we know employees are going to be checking some things. They'll be doing some Facebook updates. Maybe they'll check out a video or two here. But all of a sudden, at those points, when too much of that is going to have a negative impact on the network, that's where this smart technology can come in. And again, easier these days, I'm assuming, for IT folks to get in there and make those changes and be able to say this application has a priority over X and really be able to manage the device in a way that's appropriate for their organization. It's not just a one stop, again, going back to the old brutish firewalls of yesteryear, where it's just it's this or that. It's you're in or you're out. Here it's a lot more flexible based on what the organization needs.
Exactly. And even, you know, on top of that, other things that we have integrated into our firewalls or you know, certain applications that sort of sit out in the cloud are, you know, if you have a corporate PC, right, and you're sitting at a Starbucks, how do you make sure somebody isn't seeing the data that you're sending back and forth, right? So we have software that creates these, you know, virtual private networks that go back and forth. And if you're sitting at home, right, on a home PC, we also have software that creates a secure remote access to the corporate asset, so that you know, nobody can see that. So you can't copy information from there to a home PC. So it's just basically all kinds of things that we're adding on that, you know, protect the information assets, which have become, you know, the biggest part of any organization.
No, absolutely. If you could give your top one or two pieces of advice to folks that are reevaluating, again, those security layers, and they've got a bit of an eye out towards, you know, we've been meaning to review kind of what's going on with our firewall technology. What's the top advice, tip or two, things to consider that you would say, look into this as you're doing some of your research and as you're evaluating what your next move is?
I think, you know, a big piece is to, you know, engage your PC connection team, because it's really very, very important to take a fresh look, because the game is always changing. People want access from anywhere and everything. The threats are always changing. This is the first year over the last 4 years where the number of threats and intrusions into people's corporate assets has actually gone up, because as the workforce becomes more mobile, right, it's just openings for people to come in and steal your data. So it's really, really important to take a fresh look at how you're protecting those corporate assets.
Hey, Mark, great place for us to wrap up the conversation. I've got more information I'm going to share with our listeners in just a moment. But before I do that, the big ol' thank you, sir, for taking time and joining us today.
Thanks, James.
Hey, folks, hope you enjoyed this conversation. Hope it gave you some things to think about in terms of firewall technologies. If you want more information, I'm going to just reiterate what Mark suggested here. Reach out to PC Connection, either by talking to your account manager, or if you're new to the family, you can call 1-800-800-0014. You can request more information, not only about Dell's firewall technologies, but any of the SonicWall tools and devices. You can also get more information about how PC Connection can help you evaluate your needs and get you moving on the right path towards a technology refresh. Head on over to pcconnection.com. That is an excellent resource for you to continue your research. And if you would like to reach out via email for any information, feel free to do so. connect@pcconnection.com. With that, we're going to wrap things up. Again, on behalf of Mark Roy from Dell, I'm James Hilliard. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Connection Point.